When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's up?
This is the DeMarie Group here to talk to you about the Brick by Brick podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. and Tempest S. Smith.
The Brick by Brick podcast is an amazing podcast that two CEOs come together in pure authenticity and transparency, and they give you brick by brick how they built their company, the struggles they went through, how they made it through, and everything else that's happening in between from then to now.
And they also, with their authenticity and transparency, make it relatable to you as the entrepreneur.
Want to know the struggles and the triumphs of building a business? You better check out Brick by Brick
with Antonio T. Smith Jr. and Tempest S. Smith.
You can plant better.
You can dominate.
Thank you for joining us for the Brick by Brick podcast this evening. I would like to introduce our wonderful CEOs, the beautiful Miss Tempest S. Smith and the masterful Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
I'll take masterful. I was going to say, I got to get some, I need an adjective somewhere. Cool. Tempest is on you.
Ooh,
you
hi,
looking everybody. Real. You looking real cultural.
Yes, you yes. I told yes. you yesterday. We had this conversation yesterday. I was not
yes. Tell them not what you did.
I washed and twisted my hair last night, and it's not dry. And I'm certainly not about to take it down, because that leads to chaos tomorrow morning when I need my hair on point. So I do understand.
And apparently, you know what? I'm a man. I don't understand what it's like to have your hand up here for 5 hours. So I don't. I apologize.
He's got the dreads.
He does. All right. I'm sorry. Continue, please, ma'am. Continue. I got questions for you today, too.
Oh, great. So, hi, everyone. Welcome to Brick by Brick podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. and myself, Tempest S. Smith. I have been neglecting to say this for the past couple of weeks. Antonio is on camera showing his muscles. I don't know why. Ain't nobody said nothing about muscles, biceps, nothing like that. But for the past couple of weeks, I haven't asked you all to do something. If you're listening to me, really, if you're listening to me on any platform, please, please, please subscribe. Please rate us. Please share this with a friend, with a colleague, with a family member, whatever. We are always top ranked, but we want to go for that number one spot. So please help us help you. Subscribe. Are you doing the Beyonce Single Ladies? Is that what that was? It's the whole
all
hand,
the
first
ladies.
Of all. It's not the finger. It's the whole hand. Okay. Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
So, since Antonio is being Antonio, how are you today with your one finger? You're
doing
the beehive a disgrace. We are about to ban you from the beehive.
I know.
What's this?
Shame on me. I saw a post on Facebook just today. It said Queen Beyonce meets Princess Megan for the first time, and I just got a real kick out of that. I really did. The Beehive plays no games. Megan, you cute and all. You got you a little British prince and all, but that's still the queen. I just, you know, I thought that was too much. But anywho, back to you, Mrs. Beehive. Yes.
Yes, I am a member of the Beehive. Before we get started, two announcements that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but they are important. First of all, well, we're recording this in July. The Lion King comes out on Friday. I need y'all to go see it. Yes, that's my favorite movie ever. I have high expectations for this remake, and they better not disappoint. First of all.
That's the day before something important.
I'm coming today.
Work your way there.
You wasn't a fan of the Lion King, Lou? Oh my God.
He's just like a
pool
boy.
Law?
God.
You just, oh my. Law.
Bambi.
Okay, Bambi was good. Well, how, you ain't Bambi that old though. How did you possibly see Bambi? Come on, there's no way you saw. I was 5 or something when Bambi came out. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That was sad though. Bambi, they had me messed up. But anyway.
Yes, both movies have you messed up. But which? Law, I can't even talk to you right now. I'll come back to you in a few minutes. Wow. I wasn't a fan. Wow. But anyway, that comes out Friday. Everybody except Law, I guess you can go see it. Then the next day, July 20th, is someone's birthday by the name of Antonio Theodore Smith Jr. How old are you about to be?
38. I'll be 38. And I just said off the mic to them, I had no idea my birthday was actually that close until you brought it up. 38. Still wet behind the ears.
Yes, you are.
That's what my auntie would say. And she'd say, use your head for more than the hat rack. But, you know, she had some Texas fans, you know, you understand. I got some fire questions too.
Okay, first of all, we're trying to celebrate your birthday. Can you pause and accept that with your 38-year-old self?
That's right. That's right. Fine wine. That's it. I can't wait till I get good. Yeah, you can't see me on audible. When I get some gray right here, y'all, it's going down. I might not wear a shirt no more. As soon as I get one of them gray beards right there, I'm going to take the shirt off forever. That's it. I'm going to just tattoo the company name right here. That'd be my uniform right there. So I'd be like Law with spandex all day. That's it. Oh, man. You're doing too much today, Tempest. You're doing too much. Yes. Anyways, you ready to get started? Because you're just doing too much.
Yeah, you're doing too much. And I will, I've vetoed that whole shirtless movement you're trying to move to. No, not happening.
Veto? Okay, yep. No problem. All right. We'll be running last round our competition. Can I solve my question out? You got a question for me?
Wow, I didn't even say what the topic was, but since you said it, sure.
Oops. So tell you what the topic is then.
Today's topic is
running laps around your competition, right? That's something that we do often. Actually, it makes us a lot of money. And I'm going to be quiet. Tempest, this is what you do. Let me just sit here.
You just said you have questions, so you might as well.
I do. So we run the last round competition, and Tempest is an administrative professional. She is an uber introvert, way past introvert, quiet of the personality, often slept on, and she uses that to her advantage as well. I have three immediate questions, and I guess I'll ask you the other ones. Number one, and is this, when did you start intentionally, emphasis on intentionally, running laps around your competition?
Like me personally?
Yes. Intentionally. In business, obviously.
I would say maybe like 2 years ago.
I'm glad you said that, because that's why I asked that question. Now, she started this business with me, in 2011 is when she started with me. I had already had it started, okay, 2011. But it took her into 2017 to intentionally decide other people don't belong around her. Yeah, see, I just made a strong point right there, right? I just made a real strong point. It's 2 years ago, but it took 5 years to get to the point where she said, you know what? I'm tired of competing with y'all. I'm finna lap you. Tempest, my next question is obvious because I got it written down. Why? What got you in that mental space that made you say, y'all don't get to act like y'all compete with me another day?
Okay, so I don't know what happened. I just know I turned 30. And once I turned 30, something happened in me. And I was just like, you know what? I'm not sleeping on myself anymore. So it's time to wake up. So I turned 30. And my confidence or my arrogance just went through the roof. Not through the roof, but much higher than what it was. And I stopped playing it safe and stopped behind who I am.
No, that's fair. I mean, at 30, you're young enough to be stupid. At 40, you're young enough to be stupid. You get to take all the... If y'all don't know that, you get to take... Until you're 45, you can take all the risks you want to take, honestly. You really can. With modern medicine, 45 is below middle age or right at middle age. It really is. It really is. How many of you are under 40 and you think you're behind? Come on, don't lie. No head flew up fast. You can't be behind. It just doesn't happen. We all know statistically through data, and this is one of those statistics that permeated pop culture. We all know most millionaires don't become millionaires until after 40 anyway. We know this. We know this. But we get, I'm gonna do it more personal way. How many of you, I'm going to describe a real situation. This was me, by the way. You get out the Army. You're a loser because you're shell shocked. And you meet one of your classmates, and she got a master's. And you're at the corner store with $27 praying over your card that it actually go through and don't embarrass you. And you went, man, I should have went to school just like her. That should have been me. Come on, don't fool me now. Nah, I said on the mic.
I wasn't in the Army, but I'm the oldest of my grandmother's grandchildren. And when all my cousins, my younger cousins started popping up, graduating with their degrees and, you know, getting married and having kids, and I'm sitting over here childless and degreeless, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm a little behind. I'm the oldest. And I'm not the oldest by like 1 or 2 years. It's like 5, 6, 10 years between us. So I'm sitting here like, wait a minute. And I've come across friends. Like, yeah, girl, you know, I have my master's and I'm da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, got me a place over here in the downtown Houston. Got me a little condo in Montrose area and all this and all that. And I'm sitting here like, oh, girl, that's good. These down the side. I'm like, damn, you should have went to school. So, yeah, I've experienced that.
That's fair. That's fair. That's absolutely fair. Tempest actually kind of went through this. And so did I. I'll give you another example. But Tempest got over it. Tempest, the world is dying to know, how did you get over it? And how did you find peace with not being that type of successful?
So transparency, I don't think I'm over it now. I just think I handle it better. Because every once in a while, you know, that voice gets me like, man, I should have, you know, this degree and that degree. I should have, you know, my own place and I should have this much money in the bank and yada, yada, yada. So every once in a while, I still have that, especially right now, in the season I'm in right now. So I'm not over it completely. I just understand that this was my journey, and my journey didn't have to look like what the traditional journey looks like. And if it comes, great, but it seems like life is leading me down my own path, and I just learned to trust the process. As crazy and as winding of a road that is, I've learned to just accept what's happening.
Nobody can disagree with all that. You know, be transparent. You know, and here I am on the polar opposite. I've never given a crap. Ever. I just really haven't. There are two incidents in my entire life that I ever cared. And it has nothing to do with caring. It had everything to do with the fact that I don't like people making me look stupid. That's it. It's a pure ego thing. And to be honest with you, it's just a pure, it had nothing to do with the fact that I had $27. So what? It was mine. It was my $27. And I ain't really care nothing about this girl master. I ain't want to go to school anyway. I wound up going anyway, but I didn't want to go. I didn't care. I was the kind of person that I cared about using them purple, brown, and red food stamps for like one day. After that, I was good. I wasn't finna let you get in front of me. I was going to run that, get my egg rolls. And, you know, we had the hood store, you know, anyway. Yeah, you understand. Yeah, I don't know if y'all, in a ghetto, where ghetto people reside, we got hood stores. You understand, okay? You can get $5 to a bum, he'll get you some beer. You ain't got to worry about your ID. But where I come from, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just talking about where I come from. Like in Brooklyn, you understand. Anyway. I didn't care. Second time, I was actually working at a car wash. I had just got out the Army. It was 2004. Of course, there was a recession in 2000. If y'all don't know, there was a recession in 2004. I've been in business that long, so I know these things, right? There was a recession in 2004. I just got out the Army, and now I'm hustling DVDs. I'm the bootleg DVD man. I run up on you at Walmart. Hey, what's going on? Man, you want to catch what? That was me. I ain't lying at all. I run up on you. I need to pay rent. Rent was $7.25 every month. I had to burn a certain amount of CDs and DVDs for that. This is what it was, right? And I met somebody, but I got a little side gig in car wash only to buy some blank DVDs. So I didn't want to use up my supply for my supplier. It just made sense. And the dude rolled up on me and said, "Man, what happened to you? You had so much talent." And my brain, I went, "You mother," you know, you know what I'm saying? I ain't like that. I ain't feel that. That wasn't in my spirit the right way. But I didn't care that I was at the car wash. I just cared that he made me look stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you see, I'm on the opposite side. And I'm going to tell you where it comes from. I just have a core belief that I'll call an understanding. I don't want to make it to you all. I just think that I create my reality, and I can't be behind, because I can do what I want, when I want, however I want to. So I can't be behind. I can't be 30 and behind. I saw somebody in chat say 40 and behind. No, because if I feel like I'm behind, I just create ahead. That's me. This is me speaking. So if I'm ever in anything, I always say my fault. That's me. I can never be behind when I take full responsibility. That's me. I'm not trying to put that on you. I'm just telling you, I don't suffer with that concept only because I believe I create my own reality. Now, let's put it into faith talk real quick. If you believe in any type of God, and you believe that you are so supreme, mighty, and sovereign that the plan you had for you messed up the plan that your God had for you, you're probably doing your religion incorrectly. Back to you, Tim. I won't go too far down that rabbit hole. But I meant what I said. First, when I was talking about me. And second, when I was showed up talking about you. Tempest? I still got more questions.
Okay. So I have to ask. So you're going to have to explain on that a little bit more. Because you can't see that statement right there. What do you mean by you're doing your religion wrong?
Yes. So I'm well versed in the first, in the top six religions, and by top six I mean by population. By population. And then there's two more after that I'm okay with. Once you get past Sikhism, I stop being an expert, okay? You're talking about Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Sikhism, Buddhism, and then the one in India with multi gods. I can't remember the name of it right now. Hinduism. There we go. Okay. Hinduism. Experts in all those. There's a few afters. The top eight, I'm talking about population. And I know those who... people who relate to Christianity are 32%, who claim Christianity are 32%, who claim Islam is 33%. So there you go right there. You're holding more than half the world just right there. All these top eight religions, all of them have a supreme being, no matter what they call it, that says there is a supreme destiny, and no matter what you do, you can't mess up that supreme destiny for you. To Christianize that, since most of you relate to that, Jonah was going to preach one way or the other. He was going to do it willingly, or he's going to get swallowed up in a big fish, preach in the belly, and then get spit out and do it unwillingly. Either way, he was going to preach, right? It didn't matter. Now, a more poetical way that would be like a tweetable way, since Tippett likes Twitter, is if you're holding on to a religion, your God, it won't apply. Sin doesn't work the same way in all religions. Your God has more love for you than you have sin for him, or whatever you want to relate to your God as, right? You can't out-sin your purpose. Now, you may not get it in the conditions you want it, right? You like, my pops has been in jail since I was 14, 13, 12, something like that. I don't even remember no more. It's been the 90s. 90s, Darkwing Duck was having new episodes on TV. That's how long. Gargoyles was out. Okay, way back then, Chip and Dale was running new episodes. That's how long he been in prison. And he's a pastor in there. Out here, they kept saying, "Ooh, yeah, man, you got a call on you." Yeah. Now he doing what he could have did out here in abundance. Doing it in there, right? And not abundance. Either way, while I like to create my own reality and don't really necessarily hold on to the fate of things, I will just say, as concisely as possible, you can't be that powerful to where you mess up your life because you are the captain of said things. You either want exactly what you planted, or there is a faith that says God can get you wherever you need to be, even if where you currently are is completely your fault. Did I explain that well enough, Tempest? Okay, cool. I still got more questions for you. Okay, she said, go ahead. Go ahead. You know, she always trying to get deep and stuff. Always trying to get deep. Now, here you are. I found Tempest on the back of a, well, she was in a hotel as the cashier, though. I was doing one of those multi-level marketing companies. You know, you have the hotel meetings on Saturdays at noon. Right. But I can't just say I found in the hotel. I don't want y'all to think. You got to finish the sentences. You know, you got to complete sentences. Make a difference, okay? So she's a cashier. But when I got to know her, she was sitting in the back of the church. Everyone underestimated her. She had all these gifts, and the church wasn't using them. That's not to say anything. The pastor was fantastic, still is fantastic. He's a great guy. But the system of her traditional type church won't let young people lead, new members lead, or quiet people lead. Wish I had somebody. Okay? I found her, recognized some talents. So my question to you, I said, let's say I give some background. Tempest, how did you do it? You have these talents that the church don't call talents, the regular people don't call talents. You can't sing. You don't, you know, I don't know, throw a football. You don't do math in your head like Grace does. None of Tempest's talents are loud. Can anybody relate to that? She is an administrative professional. Like, through and through. That's her gift. If it's got something to do with learning, she'll get it done. If you organization, she got an organization talent or organizational talent. All that, she can get it done. How do you do it? How did you do it, Tempest, with talents that don't necessarily get related to leadership?
When you say, how did I do it, what's the it you're talking about?
I'm sorry,
about?
The lapping your competition. Oh, I want to hear
only
it.
The only answer that popped in my head was, I just did it. I stopped focusing on the loud leader. That took a long time, right? I just said 2 years ago. I stopped focusing on the loud leaders. I stopped focusing on why so-and-so get all the attention and I'm doing all the work. I stopped worrying about recognition and just put my head down and went to work.
Y'all hear that? So you mean you just got it done? Now see, I knew you was gonna answer that question that way, so I got a harder one coming right after it. I'll read it word for word because I know you. You like to be short and concise, so I know you. Word for word, it reads as like this: as an administrative professional, what tools do you use that non-administrative professionals don't know about or don't use to lap your competition? Yeah, I better write these down. Whatever she say, I don't even know what she say. The thing is killing me. I was doing a little bouncy ball with the words.
What tools do I use?
Yep. What tools? Photoshop, memo pad, some software we don't know about. Give us the game.
Okay, I can't say what they don't use because I don't know what other people use. I know that if it's something out there that I have to research and find out, oh, this can help my job or make my job easier, I go learn about it, become a master at it, and then go use it. So I guess my ultimate resource is YouTube because if I don't know something, that's where I first go to learn something. So I didn't know, like, MailChimp. Exactly, Laura. I went to YouTube to learn about MailChimp, and that's exactly how I learned MailChimp. I went to YouTube. Oh, and I also, now that you said that, sorry, Android users, but there's an app for Apple users called iTunes University. And like I scroll through there and take like the free courses that they have, even if it's not directly related to anything that I do, if it interests me, I'll take a course just so I can learn something new.
And she's been doing that for a while. How long have you been doing that, Tippis? Using YouTube to learn stuff.
How long have I been using YouTube? Before they were part of Google.
Okay.
The app
there you go.
On the thing was like a little TV, like an old school TV with the knobs. Like that's when I was on
right.
YouTube.
Before most people was using it or heard of it. Yes, and they still dominated then. But I could have pulled a whole lot out of you. 2011, you first met me, I was doing everything by myself. And you said what?
Why are you doing everything if you hate doing administrative work?
And then you did what with what tools to make my life easier from 2011 to 2012?
First of all, I took over your calendar because you had it, but you were overbooking yourself every week.
I'm terrible with that. Terrible.
Yeah, you... booking yourself to be in Gallatin and Houston at the same time, and thank God it's only one of you, so I didn't know how you were going to do that. So I took
that's about 60 miles away, y'all, depending on where you're at.
Thank the Lord there's only one of you, because I would quit if it was a duplicate.
So you organize my calendar. Somebody should be writing that down.
To
lap your competition. Organize my calendar.
And I just sat down with you and asked you to tell me every single thing that you do. And I didn't have to ask you what you didn't like, because your answers of the things you didn't like, you said it was great disgust. So those disgusting things that you didn't like just so happened to be things that I love. So I took your disgust and put them on my plate and let you do you. I did me. And then here we are today.
Ooh, there's a pastor out there that need to hear that right there. Get you attempted as fast as possible.
Okay, no, not get attempted, but I do feel like pastors shy away from help, and I get it, because you don't want everybody that close to you, and you don't want everybody having access to you and your calling. But if it's not your gift and it's not what God calls you to do, how can you grow doing the opposite of what you were called
well, that's
to
fair.
Do?
That's fair. Remind me to pull more stuff out of Tempest when I'm going to say something. And I don't think that's a pastor thing. I think that's an organizational structure thing. Or to add to that, because you have a few ways. Typically, in a religious organization, it's top to bottom, and of course, top, very few people, or one person, then a board of people, or something, et cetera, et cetera. There's another organization that runs nearly exactly like the religious organization runs. It's almost one and the same, the Republican Party. The Republican Party is structured. I'm just talking about structure, okay? The Republican Party is structured. I wish I can draw it. Well, I can, but the Republican Party is structured with top, all right, two, and then boom, and then boom, and the lower you get, the less power you get. And you can't come, what's that? You can't use no open door policy. If you use the open door policy, you better tell me you're going to use it. Come on, don't fool me now. Don't fool me. They say, oh, you know what, Rebecca, it's the open door policy. You can just go up above me anytime you want. And then I say, but you got to tell me when you want to use it. What? That's not open door. And as soon as I say, hey, you know what, Antonio, I would like to use the open door policy. For what? No, that's not, right? You can't, no. Well, I need to know what you're going up there for. Okay, you said that's the jar policy. It's that thing. The Democrat, and I'm not saying one is better than the other. The Democratic Party seems to be like a circle, and it has many advisors that can shoot ideas as fast as possible. Which what you would have is your corporations work the same way. Okay, your new your companies that run technology, or the cool companies, Google, Apple, all that stuff, they run like the Democratic Party. The companies, the big companies that like oil and gas, they run like the Republican Party. Right? It's just one of those things. Now, I'm not saying Democrat, Republican, you keep, this is not a political argument. I'm talking about the structures, right? And I think that it's hard to get an assistant because in a certain structure, I'm not going to let you talk anyway. And a certain structure is going to be, do what I say. You don't run my calendar. I tell you what to put on my calendar. Military. But think about, most military votes Republican. Most tech companies vote Democrat. Or most of your newer companies, right? Your technologically savvy companies vote Democrat. Most churches, believe it or not, vote Republican. Most military vote Republican. And I'm not telling you, I'm not even arguing for that. I'm just telling you you tend in psychology gravitate towards the organizational structure that fits you best. It's the same principle. Well, let me not do that. Anywho, let me ask you some more questions, Spencer. I was going to go too far. Well, I was going to get not too far, but too deep, and it would have changed the trajectory of the episode. Tempest, now it's 2011, 2012. You organized and you got all that stuff. Then when you became part of the company, and I'm saying that on purpose, you hear me emphasize you? Because in the beginning, this is for you leaders. I said Tempest was a team member, but if you asked Tempest, she wouldn't have said she was a team member. Come on now. Right? Because, you know, all these are like, oh, I got a team. You ask the team, they're like, hey, we ain't no team. Don't nobody like each other around here, right? All that stuff. So it took about 2 years for her DNA to actually start affecting the company's DNA. Is that fair? Okay, cool. So 2012 from Lakewood to 2 years, or to the Lakewood lasts about 2 years. So from Lakewood to after Lakewood, or the end of Lakewood, what tools did you use, give, have, or do that made us start lapping people? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we were lapping people then. Broke. Internship would be one tool. We got to use the internship to get smarter. We use the internship to get smarter. Okay, keep.
I want to say around the time this is when we started doing email marketing, although we didn't really understand what we were doing. No. We were kind of sending out a newsletter every day with
Made from
words
publisher.
Of encouragement and made as publisher. Wow.
I started a blog and I sent out an email. Yep, we were
blogging.
We started
doing websites. We learned how to build a website and started doing blogs, had a Facebook page and didn't know what to do with it really.
Didn't know what to do with it.
So we started a podcast.
We were some of the very first to start a podcast. That was 2012-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would say email marketing, podcast, social media. Well, Facebook at the time. So that's all that was popping.
Yep, we were using social media. We were striking partnerships. We had a partnership with a food bank. Y'all hear these tools? This partnership? Okay. Partnership. But remember, all this is just Tempest side of things. We haven't even talked about my side. This is the Tempest administrative side of things. So if you are weak in administration, you might want to be listening or get you somebody that's going to do it like her, okay? She got me an internship. She got that herself. She got it for me. Sat in a 2-hour interview. social media. We emailed. We had people sharing our email, our inspirational emails at their work. We got into video. It was garbage. So it was garbage, Law. It was real bad. It was real, real bad. We didn't know a single thing about no angles. And the camera, only camera we could afford was $79. Okay. A $79 camera today is a good one. A $79 camera in 2012 was not a good one.
Oh my God.
It's not a good one. Yeah.
The battery wouldn't last long for nothing. Wow, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and it had a poor zoom. Go ahead.
No. Yeah, it had poor zoom. It had a terrible mic.
You had to be up on people like this for the BHD. If I wasn't up on you like this, it wouldn't no HD at all. So we had to. So when we zoom in, because how likely are you to just roll up on somebody and say, "Wait a minute, audience. Wait a minute. I know this your wedding and all, but I'm right here with the groom." Okay, you can't do that, right? You got to kind of zoom in. When we would zoom in with this $79 camera, it would get all pixelated. Now it was just garbage. So what we learned how to do is put filters to hide our flaws. We put all sorts of filters. We use the filters for Snapchat. Put all sorts of filters on there. We learned how to do video editing at that time too, Texas. We did.
With a PC. Not that time. We was on Acer. Struggling.
Yeah. Yeah, that man, my Acer, let me tell you something. My Acer was $325. And that was my last. And that Acer lasted like 9 years. With 50,000 viruses on it, that Acer, let me tell you, if y'all ever go buy Acer, I approve. That Acer did a wonderful, 2 Olympics that Acer lasted through. 2 Olympics, I'm telling you. That Acer was selling $325 from Walmart. I needed every bit of that $325 too. We learned how to video edit them, all those tools. Can you think of anything else, Chimpies? Trying to do all yours before we do mine.
No.
All right. Present, from there to present. What tools do we use present day that keep us lapped, from your perspective?
People. We use a team now.
All right.
Not just me and you.
That's good. Team, sales funnels.
Yeah.
That's all we do is sales funnels. It's sales funnels everywhere. People don't even know they sales funnel. CRM, CRMs, email marketing systems. What else?
Oh, you know what we do? I know we've said this before in the business university, but we would stalk our competitors' Facebook page and scroll through their posts and read what their customers or what people were saying did not go right. And we would come back and be like, okay, so how can we take this and make it right? I think that's our number one tool. So I learned a lot from, I'm not going to call any names, but I learned a lot from people that we follow because they were not doing things, or they were doing things and people were not pleased with the way. Yeah, they were not happy. So we started inserting ourselves and where they were weak at. I think that's the number one thing that we learn.
Yeah, we do that for sure. So I'm posting in chat right now, like Eliza. If you're listening in Audible or in podcast, it's like, and then A, and then LYZER, likeeliza.com. I dare you to click it and see how well your Facebook page performs versus top Facebook pages. I dare you. We started using that 2014-ish. You know, don't necessarily use it anymore because we don't have to. But it is there. That's how we got this content thing together. Now, they're going to tell you post like 4 to 6 times a day. A week. That's trash. That's trash. Don't do that. If you're resourceful, post 4 to 6 times a day. Okay? Do that. Do that. The only way you can get away with posting once a week is if you be Beyonce. Okay? If you're Beyonce, you can get away with it. But other than that, you cannot. Beyonce could drop an album with no advertising. Did it twice in a row. And go platinum. You probably can't do that. Okay? So don't do that. All right, Tippett, questions for me?
Before that, I want to go back to that Beyonce thing. Because she posts pictures and, like, don't post, like, a hashtag or a caption. And if you go on Twitter, like, people go bananas. Oh, my God, Beyonce just posted. Like, it's a real phenomenon thing. And that's just crazy. That's the second time we've brought up Beyonce. So I'm starting to think that you are a Beyonce fan.
You know, when she wrote Cater to You, you know what I'm saying? I was with that. Because before that, it was just man bashing. You know, it was just all man bashing. How sorry I am. No, Beyonce's the queen. I ain't mad at her. But I do fancy Cater to You. I do. And I do like the self-titled album she just snuck up on us on Instagram. You like Lemonade. That fit you very well, didn't it? Yes. All right. Tim has listened to Living Day for 8 months straight. Repeat. I stopped riding with her. But I just said, yeah, buddy. I'm going to get in trouble if I get this call. Yeah, buddy. I done did something. You know what? And a couple of years ago, oh, Lord. All right. All right, Beyonce. You got me. All right. Okay, I'm ready. I've got plenty of things. One, most notably, but I'm going to see what you pull out.
Okay, so Antonio, your loud self-assurance. How do you even consider people to be your competition?
I don't. I'm sorry, you keep going though. I answered the question too fast. It was, what is I don't, Alex, the 500? I'm sorry, keep going.
Okay, so.
You keep going.
One, why? And then two, how are you running circles around competitors if you don't have any?
First of all,
come on, bro.
I don't have any don't mean they don't think they competing with me. Those are two different things. Okay? I don't have no competitors, but they think they are my competitor. You understand what I'm saying? Those are two different things. We are talking about that. Those are two different things, though. I don't think competition is wise. If you're an economist, competition is very good. Good job to you. Thumbs up. If you are looking for, yes, because that'll make cheaper prices, yes? If you want to be a rock star entrepreneur or a millionaire, billionaire, competition is stupid. You need to expose your opponent's weakness and put them out of business. Period. Now, don't get mad because it sounds like that. Because please know, the cell phone camera put Kodak all out of business. To say something was a Kodak moment was a big deal. Now it's just an old person saying it. I mean, at this point, if you say that's a Kodak moment, that's an 80s baby or below. There ain't nobody else saying Kodak moment but us and y'all, okay? Ain't nobody else. So it don't mean that no more because they slept on the cell phone. They slept on the quality of the camera because it was garbage. But they didn't think they was going to keep upgrading it. And then people got tired of carrying all them doggone bags. And them fanny pouches went out of style. So I couldn't carry all that. And y'all purses got smaller and more expensive, just like them diapers. Just like them diapers. Yeah. You ain't never bought no diapers. You know what? You's a wise person. You ain't never bought no diapers. Good wisdom on you. Good wisdom. Competition doesn't make sense. Monopolize as fast as possible. Monopolize so well that you get so much money that the government is scared to call you a monopoly. That's what you do. Please know Google is a monopoly. The government would be foolish. I saw Elizabeth Warren wanted to come at Facebook. I saw it like 2 months ago. She was saying Facebook's a monopoly and they wrong. Lady, if you gonna say that on Facebook, watch yourself now for this monopoly. Cut your reach. You understand what I'm saying? Not saying they would. Legally, the lawyers of the ATSJR company would have me tell you, legally, Facebook would not do such a thing. Okay? Facebook would not do such a thing. Legally, I must tell you that. Please know that they have the power. Okay? I'm just saying. So why it just doesn't make sense? Now, competition, or people who think they're my competition, tend to be three sets of type of people. Okay? Person, what you want? What you want, the worst one, Tempest? We're going to do them in gradations. You want the most stupid, worst one first, or you want that last?
Okay.
I can't hear you.
We're not going to call anybody stupid.
I said group, not people. Group.
Not going to call a group stupid.
Okay. Can't do that. All right, then. Would you like? Would you like it from a Silius? All right, Silius. There we go. So I said, "World Star." Okay, you know, Silius. You want the Silius first or last? Tell me how to do this order.
Let them go first.
People who want to fake a harvest but don't want to plant one. These people always think they are my competition, or even you. You know it. You come up with an idea, they steal it real quick, but they ain't get the work. Come on, don't fool me. I'm with a bunch of entrepreneurs right here. You told somebody about ice, but all of a sudden, you know, they got crushed ice sister or something. You understand? It just don't work. You told them about 30 days of complacency, 30 days of not being satisfied, of being too, you know, they ain't put in the work. They just listened to your stuff and sold it. That's the worst kind, but they always think they, let me tell you how they think they are. How do you fake a harvest? Fantastic. So here is how you fake a harvest. And these people think they're your competition. You fake a harvest and they think they're your competition because they would never like your video, would never like your status, will never go into your event, but as soon as you see them, I've been seeing you doing your thing, Adonia, man. You're doing it real good. Nah, that's real good. Nah, I've been watching you. No, I've been watching you, man. Listen, you're doing your thing. Then you're going to spend with me, man. You're doing your thing, man. Everybody can't make money like you. You understand? That's the kind of people I'm talking about right now. You fake a harvest by buying a jogging suit so you look like you're working out instead of actually working out. See, we're in the land of consumerism now. People like me to say, you ain't got to work out. Just look like you work out. Buy this jogging suit. Get them loose shoes. Your workout shoes ain't got no toe lines in them. No toe lines whatsoever. Okay? You see law coaching, so all of a sudden you coaching. But you didn't do the work that law did to learn how to get clients. So all you doing is repackaging his company and putting it with another name and thinking people are going to buy into that. They're not going to do it. Y'all see Tim's laughing because you know there's some real things. So I just that's when you fake a harvest. You understand what I'm saying? You fake a harvest when you say, ooh, Les Brown over there saying you got to be hungry. You got to be passionate, right? No, right? You fake it, right? Stop trying to sound like Les Brown. Stop it. Just stop it. Okay, Les sound like Les because Les is Les. He don't sound like Les. He just talked that way. You don't have to motivate that way. You just don't. You just don't. That's when you only do the surface or superficiality of something, but you didn't do the work. It'll fall in 2 to 3 months. How many of y'all know somebody right now on your timeline? They done did 6 different businesses or ideas in the last 2 years. Come on. Law got his hand up. Come on. Don't fool me now. Don't fool me. That's these people. That's these people. 6 of them in the last 2 years. Okay, maybe you got 4, but you get it, right? They just constantly switching. They're not going through the pain. These people always think they compete with you. They compete with you so tough like they won't like your status. I'm serious. They flat out won't like your status. Go ahead, Chris, you got your head up. I know he gonna say something good.
Oh, man. I'm over here trying to write my speech coming up. I'm listening to this. But like, I feel like my everyday life is like, I'm constantly putting out content. I'm motivating and things like that. Actually, the thing is, these people, exactly like you're saying, they were saying like, man, I see you're doing your thing, but never liked the video. And like, I don't see no comments and things like that. But the funny thing is, the people that actually do support me, they inbox me. Because like, I guess you're doing so many good things, and they know like, as I strive for success, you know, the natural adversity is going to come. But that's like my everyday life now. It's like a complete new world.
Yeah, man, because you're winning. People don't know what to do until you tell them. Until you do your next move, your people who faking their harvest don't even, they paralyzed until you come up with your new business plan. Until you come up with your new product, they ain't even got one. That's it. Right? Until you come up with your next good idea, they wait. They mad at you right now. What's taking him so long? Tell me what to do. They mad right now, right? Dead serious. Dead serious. So appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
All right.
The number two people who think they your competition are the doggone folks that got the same profession as you. Ooh, they can't stand you. Preachers don't like preachers. Motivational speakers don't like motivational speakers. Don't fool me now. Don't fool me. You know I'm telling the truth. Some of y'all put out, Law, you've been putting out content, and only the self-confidence don't matter if Law is doing well. That ain't bothering me. I'm grateful he's doing well. Type people are going to like your videos, go to your website. And that's like 3 of them. The rest of them done trained with you, spent the same money you spent, got the same certifications you got, and refuse to be on your podcast. Won't even like your status. Come on. You let me loose, Tiffany. You let me loose. Okay? The people who think they're in competition with you, secondly, are the folks that got the same thing. If you're a coach, they're a coach. For some reason, that's this fake competition that's real. It's real. Oh, you a business partner? Now all of a sudden you don't like Tempest. Because she's a business partner. I ain't lying. I'm putting my weight on it. I'm not lying. I'm not. Oh, you a black woman in business? Black women don't mess with you. Come on now. Come on. Am I lying? Okay. Got 2 heads up. Let's go with Law and Chris again.
But why? I know it's not my job to even ask that question, but I never understood why people actually do that. I'm like everyone's cheerleader. If I see someone doing good, I don't even care if I know you. If I saw you on TV and I knew where you came from, I'm always like, yeah, get it. So I don't get it. Why?
Scarcity is a disease. Scarcity is a disease. When you believe in scarcity, when you don't believe in abundance, and what is abundance? More than enough for everybody. When you believe in scarcity, ain't no way in hell I'm going to like lost status. said, if I like his, I take from me. It's not going to happen. You have an abundant mindset, Law. They have a scarcity mindset. Phil say, right on.
Yeah, there's more
scarcity
than...
is a disease. Say it again, Law.
I said, there's more than enough for everyone out here.
Period. Period. Right? In fact, I would, since Phil just said right on, he reminded me of a book that we both enjoy thoroughly called Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. And it's laid out. I mean, just, I recommend all of you get that book. You don't have to be religious. It's just a fantastic book that will stretch your mind. Actually, Matt, Phil, if you can, before I get to Chris, if you want to talk about that book, if you're available to, or something, I'll add to that because you understand abundance and what abundance is. So if you got time, you can unmute your mic and we'll definitely let you talk right there and teach us young folk about abundance. Chris, while he's getting ready, you can go ahead and go.
One thing that I feel like, this is my own personal opinion, is a combination of insecurities. But one thing that I flip around, like I kind of used to think like that, but I'm way past that. Now, more than anything, I find ways where I can kind of collaborate or build something together. Because doing photography, videography, that's just a piece of what I do. You know, I met a lot of other different photographers. Like if I post something, they feel, you know, I guess, you know, that heat. But now I've flipped it around and now I'm collaborating with more photographers. And they're like, and now it's like, can we collaborate on something? Because in the beginning, it's like they feared. And then they see me working together with a lot more than just one photographer. And they're like, maybe I should have never thought like that. They see the bigger picture.
That's right, man. That's right. That's spot on, man. That's spot on. And you should be working with others. That's spot on, bro. Appreciate you. Spot on. And you're young enough to get that. Well, old enough to get that. Young enough. You got it before I did. Good job. Phil?
Yes. Neil Donald Walsh has been an amazing impact on my life and the way I live and the way I think. His newest book is called The Essential Path. Making the daring decisions to be who you truly are. And that's his new book, just came out in June of this year, and very thin book. But the one book I recommend is What God Said. It takes all of his writings, and he's written like 8 books, and distilled it down to this book. Then on top of that, he distilled that down to 1,000 words. So he's taken his message and distilled it to 1,000 words. And let me go through them real quick. I'm not going to do all 1,000 words. But let me give you the highlights of what it is.
Take your time.
First of all, he quotes George Bernard Shaw, who's one of my favorite guys, is he says, all great truths begin as blasphemies. All
wow.
great truths begin as blasphemies.
Wow.
Then the 1,000 words he's...
So true.
Yeah. And then the 1,000 words, he's distilled all of his message down to 1,000 words. I'm just going to give you the highlights of it. Number one, we are all one. The same spirit that's in you is the same spirit that's in me. What I do to you, I do to me. That's me saying that. That wasn't him. There's enough. There's nothing you have to do. God talks to everyone all the time. There are 3 basic principles of life: functionality, adaptability, and sustainability. There is no such thing as right or wrong. Everything happens ultimately benefits you. No one does anything inappropriate given the model of their words. There is no such place as hell. Death does not exist, a process of re-identification. There is only the here and now. Love is all there is. Tool creations, thought, words, and actions. Your life has nothing to do with you. It is about everyone whose life you touch and how you touch it. The purpose of your life is to recreate yourself anew. The moment you declare anything, everything unlike it will come into the space. There is no such thing as absolute truth. 10 illusions of humans. I'm not going to read all 10 of them, but that's no one point. Honesty, 3 core concepts of holistic living are honesty, awareness, and responsibility. He talks about the be, do, have paradigm, and I have give, think, be, do, have, and give. feel, think, boom. Be, do, have, and give. The three levels of awareness are hope, faith, and knowing. There are five fallacies about God. And then, where am I? My pages are getting messed up here. There are five fallacies about life. You are being terrorized by your beliefs. Then he has five steps to peace. And last, let there be a new gospel for all people on earth. We are all one. Ours is not a better way. Ours is merely another way.
Too easy to quote. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you. That last one.
Here to help.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That last one. Law, your eyebrows is working it today. Wait a minute. I just looked over there at you. Hold on. You done messed up my whole thing I was about to say right now. Man, they better than mine, and I know mine on point. I know that. I know that. Yeah, I know that. I got that. Yeah. Well, you know what? See, I gotta take Phil's advice. Your eyebrows are just a different way, you know, not a better way, just a different way, you know. All right, the number one people, y'all know I'm silly. The number one people, and they're grouped. There's two people types, but they're grouped into one: people who think they're smarter than you, or people who are older than you. They always think that they are in competition with you, always. And if you're not careful, you're in competition with them. There's a biblical example I like to give here. Now, not to bring up the Bible, but I typically deal with this in church circles, so I had to find out a biblical way to say it. Let me say it the way I really want to say it, Law. I had to find out how to shut down people with their own Bible that's coming at me wrong. Okay, that's what I really want to tell you. All right. That's what I really want to tell you. But let's deal with the older one first. We have an issue. I'm not sure if y'all are going to immediately accept this, but we all know it because we all go through it. Classism is a problem. You know, we're upper class, we're middle class. Oh, but no, financial aid's that way when no one goes there, poor person. You know, we got that little problem going on, right? But it's not often. Not for middle class Americans, right? It's not often. It's this ageism thing. You young folk don't know what y'all talking about. You old folk are irrelevant. Come on, y'all. It happens. It's in a race. We argue more in a race amongst the generations. And it doesn't matter the race. Generations don't necessarily support or like generations. I know woke black folk that won't buy from young black folk. Oh, I just said a whole lot right there. I mean, it's serious. That generational thing is powerful. Let me let Chris talk, and then I'll come back with the other side of that. Go ahead, Chris.
You own it today. Things like I read a lot, go to different workshops and constant learning, but that is one of the biggest obstacles that I face. It's like
I can tell
all the great advice, the same advice that an expert or someone their age would say, but because of my age, I'll be like, what you know about that? Or why are you too young for that? Mm-hmm. And they can see all the past degrees and success, podcasts and all that, and they will still be like, well, I'm going to need someone with more experience. I'm like, I've done all the work. I've done all the homework. Like, that's one biggest obstacle I face now, even right now, as I continue to grow.
Would you like an answer to that?
Do this.
I have a, now you got to have my personality type to do this. Rebecca go like this one, you know, but I'm confrontational, y'all. Okay. Now I don't go find confrontation, but I hit conflict head on because I ain't running. And I ain't losing no sleep at night. If you got a problem with me, tell me about it. Get that crap off your chest. Let's go get some cheese crackers and call it a day, okay? But we ain't leaving the workplace upset. That ain't how I roll. Chris, I'm always in those, because I'm young I'm self-assured, so I'm arrogant is what they'll say, or cocky, right? And then I have the audacity to be, and my problem is threefold. I'm confident, eloquent with words, and educated. Oh, they don't like that. Oh, that really, really burns them up. That really burns them up, okay? Really burns them up.
Yeah.
So I face a difference. Now, go ahead.
That is one of the biggest things I'm going to be completely transparent because I know you that too. When it comes to speaking or like talking like that, especially people from the hood, well, that takes them off. Like, I'm pretty
sure. It
does. Like, how you think you
are.
And I can be like, I don't think I'm better than you at all. Just because I just put the work out to get a degree. But in their mind, that's what they think sometimes.
Well, yeah, that's because they highlight their insecurities. That's all there. But you know that already. You know that already. Here's my response. Law, I just read Law chat. He told me about that too. Here's my response. And Tempest hates, well, not hates. She just goes, oh, Tony, don't do it. Please keep your sword in the sheath or whatever it's called. I can't remember what it's called, right? Yeah. Just keep it, see? It's sheath. Just keep it in there. Because I'll chop your head off real quick on the business level. Oh, I'm young. You know what, Jerome? You're right. Let me ask you a question, Jerome. Tell me all the problems we have. And Jerome, this is, right? Check this out. Jerome tells me all those problems. He gets to talking because he's smart. All that good stuff. He gets to yappity-yapping talking because he's older than me and he know better, Chris. Right? He older than me, he know better. And I say, all right, Jerome, I don't disagree with none of that. But I just got here. So clearly that's your fault. I'm too young to have created those problems. I ain't lying. I do it all the time. Because I'm always, man, I'm telling you, I'm always in some leadership position. I haven't been in no not leadership position. In all of 2000s, I've been leading somebody, okay? Like officially. Since 2002, I've been a sergeant in the United States Army. I've been leading at some point. And I've always had, and I was 20, E5, going to war with 40-year-old private. I'm a 20-year-old E5. That is a major issue. Jerome knows it. That is a major issue, okay? I'm a 20-year-old E5. I got 40-year-old P1s, P2s that's trying to come at me about how we gonna handle this out here in the desert with these big old camel spiders. Ain't nobody got time to be listening to you right now. What we gonna do, private, is I'm gonna lock you up and parade rest, okay? And I'm gonna tell you what's about to happen, but that's a whole different story. That's just for my veterans out there that understand what I'm talking about, okay? Just for my veterans. But the other shit is like, right, okay. But I have to let people know you are right. We got all these problems with your expert self, but you created those problems, not me.
That right there reminds me straight up like of Gary Vee. People are afraid to take accountability for their own actions because
yeah, man, yeah.
It's not your fault, it's theirs.
Well, here's another one that I do. It's the same thing. I'm a millennial, Timbers is a millennial. You know, you millennials is such and such and such, but you raised me though. You can't forget that. Like, you raised me. Let's just stop real quick. I didn't just hatch out here, right? I didn't just come out here this way. You nurtured me for 18 years, right? You told me we are the world. You had me singing Michael Jackson in the whole compilation. You had me doing all that. I watched Jason's lyric. You did all that stuff, right? I'm showing my culture right now. But anyway, you get the point. Now, so we got this ageism stuff. Thank you, Chris. We got this ageism stuff that's a problem. It's a major, major, major problem. But it gets worse when people think they're smarter than you. Now, I'm going to talk to you leaders this time. Just because you a leader doesn't mean you smarter. You understand? And I need you to get that in the ATS Business University right now, there are people out-degreed than me, out-experienced than me, out-everything than me. Please know this. As smart as I may be, I am not smart when it comes to your genius. Come on, I'm talking now. If I stand next to when you are fishing water, I ain't no good. That's where you at. And I'll lose y'all if I don't listen to y'all. That's the deal. So you got to recognize that. There's a perfect, in Bureau of Dominant Speakers right now, I'm really good at speaking. I can do it very well. I am insanely educated at scholastic speaking, speech debate, blah, blah, blah. There are two, Phil and Susan, namely, that are better than me in organizational speaking. They can run a bureau better than Tempest and I. I mean, hear me now. So this is real talk. And Tempest and I am solidifying. Like, it's going to be, come October, look at all that. All that with an L. Like A-L-L-L-A-T. All that. Okay? Because that's their genius. Do you get what I'm saying? And to not listen to them is to lose them. You just got to be man enough or woman enough to accept that Phil and Susan get to be smarter than you in the area. You just got to deal with that. Just, you know, drink some vodka, take a dump, do whatever you got to do. Whatever makes you relax. Do what makes you relax. And then say, you know what? Phil and Susan smarter than me over here. Daryl's smarter than me over here. Go ahead, handle that. And if you can't do that, you don't deserve to be a CEO. You don't deserve your check. Last thing I'll say, and then I'm done, Tempest. I need one of y'all. Grace, can you share your calculator on screen? Here's my number one secret how I lap people. It's just math. Would y'all like to know how I lap people with math? You only have to understand the math. You don't have to understand the math. You just have to know that math will do it for you. No, it's good. It's good right here. Oh, you did it? You did it? All right. Here we go. Y'all work 40 hours a week. That's cute. That's real cute. That's real. That's cute. That's good. That's good. That's cute. Now, that's 8 hours a day. You ain't got to put that in there. I'm just you know, that's real cute. That's cute. That's real cute. Now, check this out. Chris Holmes, if you there, boy, you might want to listen to this here. I work 16-hour days. Sometimes 20. Half the time 20. Now, I'm not talking about being a workaholic. I'm talking about... unshare your screen real quick, Grace. I want them to see my face. See my unshaven face. Because I needed to shave 2 weeks ago. And I just say, look, I'm like Tempest. I ain't feel like doing this here for 10 minutes. You know? Well, she got to do it for 10 hours, but you get it. Not here, though, with her hair. Not here. She ain't got this problem. She got that thick hair problem up there. She got all her edges. All right. Anyway. That's my culture again. Now, I want you to hear me when I say this. I'm not preaching work your butt off. I'm not. I am preaching, work your butt off now. Give up everything so you can enjoy everything without having to work. That I am talking about. I am. I just am. Daryl gonna run one side. Phil and Susan gonna run the other side. Me and Tempest gonna be support and stuff, and brains and all the other stuff. We gonna go drink Mai Tais in Tahiti. You understand? I ain't see it in the chat. What she wrote? Yeah, read it to me. Read on the mic for me. For the audience.
Antonio, your classes make me look like a genius. I just put someone in place today because I could quote the statistics you presented in class yesterday. They wrote back and apologized for trying to correct me and tell me my approach was wrong.
Oh, I'm a data guy.
Ah, yes. Made me feel good. They had to apologize. I'm sorry, Peyton. And I got to write back. What you said is the way it used to be, but that's not the way it is now. Here, the latest statistics are, and I'm going, yeah, I take Antonio T. Smith classes.
You know that's right.
I got
I know that's right. See, that's the people that's smarter than you. They had something to say.
They try to show something to say. Oh, no. Got to get up early. For me, I'm up at 3:45 taking classes. You better get up earlier than 3 o'clock in the morning if you're going to beat me.
Yeah, she up at 3:45 on a Tuesday working on her craft with us. So she's 6 hours behind us. And somebody had the nerve to correct somebody that wake up at 3:45 working on their dream. Child boo, you can't beat nobody waking up at 3:45 on their dream. That's impossible. You can't do that. The universe won't have it. It just won't have it. It just won't have it. The universe will be like, oh, this child woke up at 3:45. Whatever you say is wrong, period. I'm going to bless her because she's sleepy and still paying attention. Get these blessings. This is the way it's going to work. You can't beat nobody working on their dreams at 3:45 in the morning. I dare you to find somebody that continuously work on their dreams at 3:45 in the morning, okay? Phil, Susan, Daryl, boom, geniuses. Tempest and I have the confidence to let them be geniuses without getting in their way. Receive that. And Grace, say your screen again. This is what I do. You work 40 hours a week. Grace, can we get 40 times 52? In 1 year, you would work 2,080 hours. That's what that is right there, okay? 40-hour work week times 52 weeks puts you at 2,080 hours. Someone write this in chat so I'm just trying to put it in the show notes. Write this in chat. 40-hour work week equals 2,080 hours. Last thing I'm going to do, and I'm done. Do y'all receive that information? It's just a little small information. It's not too bad. Now, you can delete that. Grace is whack. Now, when you have that, that also means, Grace, can you give me 40 hours time? We don't have to do the math, but we're going to do it just for illustration purposes or visual purposes, times 3 months. Yeah, we know it's 4 times 3, which is 120, right? But, you know, we're just doing it for ceremonial purposes. Now that you got this math, in 3 months, you all work 120 hours. Okay, that's cute. Good job. Grace, I work on average, let's just stick with 16 hours. Let's not do 24. I mean, the 20 hours that I actually do. Let's just do the 16, okay? I get a full 8 hours of sleep or Netflix time or whatever it is. My people know that is a lot, okay? But we're just going to do, we're just going to do 16, okay? That's all we're going to do. We're going to do 16. Now watch this, y'all. 16 times 52, Grace. My bad. 16 times 7 is what I meant to say. Now times 52. 5,824 hours on my craft. Not on my slave master's job for me. On my craft. I'm on my Pam Norris. I'm up at 3:45 working on me. Okay? Now, that was confusing. Somebody write down 16 hours a day equals 5,824. Put that in the chat or whatever you want to put it. Now, that'll make sense. Like, well, where are you going? All right, I'm glad you asked. We now know 3 months in your work schedule is 120 hours. Grace, I want you to take 120. And I want you to, my bad. Take 16 times 7. Now I want you to take, y'all pay attention. Take 120. You see, this is already a problem. Do you see this is already a problem? 120 divided by 112. I'm sorry. 112 divided by 120. I've been doing that since the third grade. Yeah, I need you to pay attention to something. I need you to delete it off. It's too confused. I'm going to put it in play, niggas, for that. It takes you 3 months to get to 120 hours. Yes? Watch this here. Grace, do 16 times 7 again from y'all. I need you to, somebody, just stop your whole screen, Grace. They need to see my face for visual purposes. In 1.5 weeks, in 11 days, I outlap your 3 months.
Hold on, because I think I did some math wrong. Y'all did 40 hours times 3 months, but that's not right.
My bad. And 1.5 months is what it is. But go ahead, man. Let's do it right. Do the math right. Walk us through the math, Tempe. Walk us through.
No, I'm just telling you that the math that you did is wrong.
She said, no. Keep me out the math. Keep me out the math. So we need to do, I forgot, we did on a 40-hour work week. We did. But that's 40 hours. Who's that talking? Go ahead, whoever that is.
It's Rebecca.
Go ahead, Rebecca. Work it out for us.
It's 40 hours a week. How many weeks in 3 months?
There you go. So we got 12 weeks. In 3 months. There you go. So give us that. Boom! 480.
That's
a little better. But watch it. How long it take me to get to 480? 480. Excuse my vernacular. Excuse my vernacular. I got a master's. Okay, I need to say 480. There we go. All right. I need to talk like that. Dr. Ben Blackwell would not appreciate that. Takes me 4 weeks to do what it took you to do in 3 months. All right, unshare your screen. Every one of my months is three of your months. This is why when y'all come back and say, man, how they got, what is, they didn't, yeah, we did. Yes, that means every 1 year for you. What is that? What's the probability ratio of that? What's the 1 to 3 would be our math teachers doing the work over there. Seventeen what? You said on the mic.
But you saying 1 to 3 is something over 17.
How many years do they do in 1 year? Do I do in 1 year?
Okay. Because that's weeks, right? 1 to 3. Or 1 month to 3 months. Oh, four months.
Training. Training.
So when Antonio does, for the work we do in 3 months, he gets done in 1 month. That means the work we do in 12 months, he gets done in 4 months.
And that's on my craft. I ain't got no employer. I write checks, typically. That's on my craft. I'm not telling you that you can do that now, but I am saying that if you work 8 to 5, what are you doing from 6 to 12? That's fair. You still got 8 hours of sleep, unless you're a woman and you got to, 2 hours early. That's what Tempest teaches me. You got to do it like 2 hours early. You got to lay that hat out in the right way. You understand? I do get it. Some men too. But y'all get the point? The point is, I lack you just by math. And remember, I'm only working on me, not who owns me. That should have been inspiration to somebody. I only work on my company, my gifts, my talents, my friends. I do not work for nobody else. I don't. And I do it at 16 hours. I get up, teach myself a language, blah, blah, blah. You can learn that in a different time. But that's the truth. Tempest, I'm now done.
Okay, any final questions or comments from our live audience? Going once, going twice. All right.
Well,
thank you all.
I forgot to do something, Tempest. If we can get Darryl to say something, he has an appointment announcement. I was going to do it at the end, but he's here now. Darryl was training, is a question in the chat. But isn't it true that you also work from a plan? Is that
plans. That's a plans. It's almost business plans. Plans.
What kind of plan, Adonia? I'm not sure that question until I... Where's she at?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Okay, sorry, I had to step outside. I got chicken on the grill. But anyway, my question is, where I'm challenged, and I think a lot of us are, we're random. We do stuff, but there's no method to the madness. So I believe just by looking and thinking and watching what you guys do is strategic. You're really good at today. I'm doing these five or six things. And I think that's where some of us probably could use some assistance.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Every day, what we attempt to do around here is we accomplish four major tasks. In the morning, we'll be back here. Deanna and Grace will be doing a major task in the morning as far as behind the camera. And in our TV studio, can't really tell you the details unless you get your ticket for October, right? But they're going to do that. And then they also know that they owe me podcast application. Just so much stuff. And we accomplish four major tasks a day. Not tasks. Super major task that if we got this done, it would have changed the trajectory of the company. That's what we do. So we absolutely work from a plan. I would suggest to all of you, just try to knock out four major defining moments. Tomorrow, what would be a defining moment for your day? No, for your life. Not for your day, because I could be like doing laundry, because Tempest just did her laundry.
Okay.
For your life, what would be your defining moments for them? And go do those things. Go do those things. For me and Tempest, all last month, we worked out a we worked out making sure Phil and Susan would be taken care of in the Bureau of Dominant Speakers alone. We worked a whole month on that. You get it? But every day we had to tackle it. Every day we had to tackle it. Every day we had to tackle it. So please, you might want to do something like that, which is a good jumping point for you, Darryl. What are those major announcements we were talking about?
Major announcements? Do I know about?
What you talking about? Do you know about it? You're the president of sales and marketing. Of course you know.
You're talking about
what you text me. You wanted me to get them ready. You can go ahead and get them ready now.
All right. I'm glad I asked because I didn't want to jump in and say something I should have said. But anyway, how's everyone doing? Sorry I missed the call. I was on a call doing some training around the compensation plan and getting everyone ready to come, at least these leaders ready to bring their people on board and understanding what they need to do. And what I asked Antonio to do for me was to gather the people who are ready to move forward in the network in terms of becoming a marketing consultant is to prepare them. We're starting to put names preparing to put names into the software and get people positioned. And so this may not mean a lot to you, but just take it for what it sounds like. And so the beginning of our compensation plan, we're doing what's called a matrix. And that's a 3x7 matrix. That means we're going to go 3 wide and 7 deep. And we're doing that in the beginning. And then after we reach a certain amount of distributors and or customers, then we're going to go linear. So we'll move the compensation plan to a unit level. Now, why are we doing that? It's because we, quite frankly, want to leverage the people who want to come in now and take advantage of, for example, my position doesn't require me to recruit, but I do recruit. I shouldn't say it doesn't require me to recruit. It doesn't require me to put them under me because everybody's under me. So what that means is when I recruit someone, it goes under someone else. And then everyone above you that's in this matrix, that volume or those people go under you. So the advantage is to come in the beginning so that you get what's called spillover. And this is true, true spillover because we're not doing it forever. We're only doing it for a period of time to leverage you in and give you a great position to come into the company and so that you can launch your business that way. So it's really unique. I don't like a matrix to run more than 6 months or so or 4 levels deep just because it requires that if you are not working, then I have to do a compression. So no one gets to sit into the matrix and do nothing. You know, oh, I got this great position, and so I'm just going to sit here and make money. No, we'll compress you out if you're not doing anything. The challenge with that is that we don't have requirements. We don't have volume requirements. And so we have to really look at people who are seriously wanting to be in the company. If you're just looking at it as a way to make some extra money, this matrix piece is not for you. It really isn't. It's not going to benefit you because if you sit there doing nothing, you'll be compressed out and you'll lose position altogether. So basically, I'm just looking for everyone who's ready to move. And if you are, please either inbox me on Facebook, let me know. Then I'll tell you what the requirements are to move forward, and then we'll start positioning you in a really nice position. All the positions will be great, but it will give you an opportunity to do really, really well. And I'm not going to talk about what you will do because that a lot of that's going to depend on you, but you will be in a position where you will get spillover and you will get an opportunity to do well. So if you know already right now, it would be interesting to see your hands. If you know right now you're ready to go, that would be nice. I'm going to scroll through and see if I see anybody's ready. Okay.
Well, there's plenty of hands up. Everybody got the camera on, got their hands up.
All right. About. So inbox me. In fact, what I'll probably do, probably the best thing, do we have anything scheduled tomorrow night?
No, sir.
Okay. So if you guys would, just inbox me, make sure I have your email address, and then I'm going to schedule a Zoom call for tomorrow, and I'll go over everything all at once, tell you what you need to do, and so we can handle it like that. Is that all right?
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, congrats. Hey, Phil had his hand up, too. So good job. Appreciate y'all. Tempest, won't you close us out in your very lovely, dimple way? Thank y'all for dealing with us. Rebecca, always good to see you. Chris Holmes, thank you for your feedback. And Adonia, Phil, Susan, and Jerome for your thumbs up. Tempest?
Bye.
Oh, and Law, too.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, then bye. All right, everybody.
I want to talk to you about your goals and your dreams. What are you waiting for? You waiting for someone to dress you in success? Yeah, that's not going to happen. Life was meant to be about laughter, joy, and abundance. There's no shortage of money, and success is your moral obligation. But you're still in the thinking mode. Haven't quite worked your way to saying yes. It's time for you to work, grind. Your business needs you to move from a walk to a run. You have been praying for this opportunity. You've been waiting for owners who will look out for your best interest and send most of the money back into the field. Well, ATS is that company. This is what you have been praying for. So now it's on you. Will you care enough about your business to actually take all the freshman level classes? Will you care enough about your business to move towards the sophomore classes and beyond? Over here, we're giving away all the information that takes you to get the 6 and 7 figures and beyond. Over here, we're not satisfied until 97% of our company is actually making money. We're not looking to get rich. We're looking to make you rich. And by default, we'll share an experience of that success with you. You will learn how to do all social media ads. Here, you will learn how to get on a sales call and convert energy into income. Here, you will learn how to code your own app for your business, set up your social media pages, and learn how to build million-dollar sales funnels. And we will give all that information to every single person who wants it. If you want to quadruple your retirement, this is the place. If you want to bring a customer into the company and have the company do most of the work for you to keep them paying you every single month, this is the place. If you want to benefit from the company's success, this is the place. If you want a company to email your customers money-making tips every single day that keeps them loyal to your downline, this is the place. You and I both know the world and how we used to make money, it has changed. You and I both know that all the tactics that you used to use to produce good results, they don't work the way they once did. How many people do you know that have not adjusted to this information age and now they are out of business? Ask yourself, how much more time do you have to waste and be out of business? Here's my advice to you. Stop passing up on opportunities because you're afraid to take another loss. Fear is the enemy of wealth, and comfort is the repellent of millions. Will you answer the call? Or will you just get excited and be like, wow, this is a great video, and do nothing? The choice is yours. Let us celebrate your retirement. Let us celebrate your millions. Let us celebrate you and break you through the glass. This is ATS, and this is your moment.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.